Hey, I'm Brad. This is Big Beef Bueno number 6. This show is basically just going to be a dump of some sound files that I found while cleaning out my hard drive. This first one is a call I made back in September of 2006 when a friend asked me to prank this girl that he doesn't like for some reason. So here's the results of that call.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Joy?
This is...
Hi, Mrs. Swastika. This is Jim from the public library here in Colorado, and you have some overdue books with us.
I'm sorry, what did you say my last name was?
Joy Swastika is what we have on here.
Swastika?
I believe so. I know it sounds Russian or something.
That's dreadfully wrong. It's Swantek.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, you have about 9 overdue books here at the public library.
What books? I only have 1 overdue.
Which one do you think you have overdue?
The torn skirt, and I'm trying to find it because I moved.
Oh, because we have... Well, I guess there's that one, and there's 8 more.
What other 8?
History of AT&T, Hunter S. Thompson's... you got 5 by Hunter S. Thompson here.
What?
And a couple DVDs, it looks like.
Then my card has to have been stolen, because I've never checked this out.
Huh.
Because I wish I could say I've read anything by Hunter S. Thompson or checked out something on the history of AT&T, but no. My dad works for AT&T, so I'm pretty well versed in that as it is. So
I mean, I need that. Does maybe your dad is what's his name? Is he Mr. Swastika?
Swantek. Can you fix that right now?
Oh yeah, I'll do that right now.
And you're laughing at me. Can I talk to your mother?
After letting my friend hear that call and then doing some Amazon research on the book that she had mentioned, I decided to give her one more call. And it's pretty lame, but I'm going to put it in here anyway.
Hello?
Hey, this is Rebecca Godfrey. I'm the author of The Torn Skirt, and I understand you're not returning my books, and you're depriving others from reading my material, and I'm very upset about this.
Who is this?
This is Rebecca Godfrey. I wrote the book, The Torn Skirt. And you need to give that back. What?
Can you prove that?
Can I what?
Can you prove it?
Yeah. Give me any page and I'll read.
Okay. Give me the 3rd page in.
So you have the book right there and you're not returning it. That's bullshit.
No.
You're depriving my fans.
I just remembered the book because I happen to like it so much. Please tell me who this is.
You're such a jerk for taking my book and keeping it for so long, and I'm very upset.
Blah, 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 blah. Who is this?
And that's the end of Mrs. Swastika. That call gets even suckier as it goes on, so I won't make you listen to any more of it. This next sound clip I found is a voicemail message that I recorded about 13 years ago, and my then-girlfriend, now ex-wife, asked me to call this girl, April, and tell her that I'd slept with her and caught something. So I did it, not really thinking that she would believe it anyway, it just seemed funny at the time. But then she returned my call and left me a voicemail, and it appeared that she believed pretty much everything I'd told her in my voicemail message to her.
Saturday, 12:21 a.m.
Alex, this is April. I'm sorry I'm calling late. It's about a little after midnight on Friday evening, and I got your message. I'm sorry, you know what? I don't remember you, but I'm interested in hearing more about what's going on and getting together with you. I'm leaving on Saturday morning, well, tonight, today, whatever, at about 6 a.m. to go to Eugene, the country fair. I'll be home Sunday night. Please, if you call my answering machine, just leave your name and phone number because my mom doesn't know what's going on, and I don't want her to. So... I guess I'll talk to you later, and I'd really like to get together and see you. Okay, bye.
End of message.
Making teenage girls think they have an STD is funny. That's my public service announcement for this episode. Hee hee. This next call is an April Fool's prank call request from Jammy, and it's made to one of her co-workers. She's in the radio industry, and in this call I'm supposed to be one of their clients from some other radio station or something like that. I don't know. Just listen to the call.
Oh, hi, this is Brad. I'm the program director here at KIFS in Medford.
KIFS?
Yeah.
Okay, what's that?
And, well, I got an email and said you're the one to talk to about this text messaging tool. And I was kind of wondering about that, how that works.
Where did the email come from?
I'm not even sure. They didn't print out the headers on it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm just wondering if it's something that I sent or something maybe one of our sales team probably sent. Did it have a name for the person you were looking for?
Well, I don't understand the condescending tone. I mean, I'm just calling to ask about a product that you're selling. I don't see why you have to be insulting about it.
I wasn't trying to be.
Well, it sure sounded like it to me.
I apologize.
I mean, at this point, I'm just ready to just completely drop you guys.
That wasn't my intent.
Okay, well, go ahead and explain to me.
I was just trying to figure out if I was the right person to talk to, because I usually don't send out anything in regards to text messaging.
Well, there you go again. Why are you being such a smartass?
Excuse me?
I don't understand the attitude. I'm not feeling too good about this phone call.
I'm really sorry.
Okay, fine. April Fools.
Mike? Who's this?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, my God.
I bet you whoever put me up to it's going to, like, talk to you about it soon, though.
Wow.
But I got to go.
I really sound condescending.
Well, have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
I kind of wanted to be meaner to Lisa, but Jammy told me I wasn't allowed to be too mean or use curse words or anything. Apparently, I did an okay job, though, because the sound clip of that phone call was passed around her office for a couple days afterwards.
Speaking of PLA Radio, I don't know if he stopped doing it, but I haven't had a new one in a long time. Kind of bums me out.
Get on it, dude.
So, Brad, get on it.
You might be wondering why I haven't put any shows out lately for Big Beef Bueno or PLA Radio, and the reason is because I just haven't felt like it. I think I am going to put this show on the PLA Radio feed, as well as putting it on the Big Beef Bueno feed, since it's been like 6 months since I put this show out, and I think 2 months since I've done PLA Radio. Just so everyone knows, PLA Radio is not dead. There'll be another one out one of these days when I feel like putting one out. But I promise there will be more. This next clip's either from 2004 or 2005. I got the idea from Legend813 when he posted on Cal's forums about the Disney vacation people. They kept telemarketing him and trying to sell him Disney vacations. So he got some kind of a direct line to the telemarketers and started calling them back, just trying to waste their time by asking them grade school level questions and seeing what kind of responses he would get. So you might say that Legend came up with the idea of, are you smarter than a fifth grader? He just didn't get paid as much for it. Anyway, I don't have his calls, but here's a couple of mine.
Thank you for calling Independent Promotions. This is Mike speaking. Can I help you today?
Oh, hi, could you tell me one of the countries that borders Canada?
Hey, you know something? Why are you calling in wasting everybody's time?
I don't understand. What?
Yeah, of course. Why don't you get a geography book if you're not too sure about these things?
Could you?
Thank you.
Could you just answer for me?
Thank you for calling Independent Promotions. My name's Carol. How can I help you?
Well, I was wanting to find out if you know one of the countries that borders Canada.
Nope.
You don't know any countries that border Canada?
I don't know nothing. I don't know what the presidents on coins are.
Really?
Last seven presidents. Nope.
Well, you don't know any countries that border Canada?
Do you know what the country that borders Canada is? No, sir.
Okay. Well, thanks anyway.
The last call in this episode is going to be to an old man. He's about 77 years old. And somehow his phone number got listed on a fan site for Brad Pitt fans. And somebody wrote that it was Brad Pitt's home phone number. So people have been calling him nonstop asking for Brad Pitt. And this story, for whatever reason, was put into the papers. So I looked him up and I gave him a call asking for Brad Pitt. Here's what he had to say to me.
Hello?
Hello, could I speak to Mr. Pitt, please? What's so funny?
What?
What's so funny?
What's so funny? If you really want Mr. Pitt, this is the wrong number. That was a bogus thing.
What? No, I'm his agent. He gave me this number.
Who?
I'm Brad Pitt's agent. He gave me this phone number to contact him at.
You're his agent, and he gave you this number?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. My name is Dick Perkins. I live in Concord, New Hampshire, and I've seen Brad Pitt in one movie. And this is my number, if you've got me okay.
No, really, I'm his agent, so you can go ahead and put him through. You don't have to be all secretive.
No, I'm not. I'm not telling you anything that's wrong. This is...
I met him at a party.
That was a bogus number.
I met him at a party last week. He gave me this number. He said it's all right. I can call him at home.
He met you at a party? You met him at a party?
Yeah, last week. I'm his agent now. And you know, just go ahead and go get him. Go fetch Brad for me.
I can't. I'm afraid I can't do that. I have nothing to do with Brad Pitt.
Oh, to quit lying.
No, I'm very sorry. You've got hold of you were given a bogus number.
Well, you can tell him for me. I'm not going to let him star in my multi-million-dollar picture anymore.
Okay. You having fun?
Yeah, pass along that message. Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
You can read the entire article about that incident on oldpeoplearefunny.com. You should definitely visit that site, and also visit phonelosers.org and my homepage, brad-carter.com. That's going to do it for this episode. Goodbye. Do 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 do